And tonight, Van Morrison comes to America. When Van Morrison made his first record in June 1964, he was a 19-year-old singer from Belfast, Ireland, with a rock group called Them.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't stop crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't stop crying now. You never said it before, don't feel you no good, no how.
Don't Start Crying Now was a John Lee Hooker song, Them's first single, barely noticed in England and not even released in the United States. Oddly enough, another song the band cut at that same session was not ever really a hit for the band, but went on to become a certified rock classic.
Baby, you know she comes around just about 5 feet four from her head to the ground. You know she comes around here just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. Name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G. L. Y.
Gloria.
G. L. Y.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every day.
Gloria.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch you come to my house. You knock upon my door. And then she come to my room. Let's make her feel alright.
With a new single already scheduled for release in November and no suitable candidates already recorded, British Decca, the band's label, decided to bring in a record producer. Enter Burt Burns. Burns wrote and made towering soul records with titans like Solomon Burke.
When your baby leaves you all alone.
The Drifters.
People walking above.
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Garnett Mims and the Enchanters. Or this song that he wrote and recorded with the Isley Brothers. Twist and Shout, already ricocheting around the British charts in 1963, Burns himself decided to go to London and see what that was all about. Bert Burns was the epitome of the big-time New York R&B songwriter, record producer. The sort of thing that had never really been seen firsthand in the British music scene. He conducted some sessions with a handful of Decca Records acts, did the debut recordings of the Scottish soul singer, 15 years old at the time, who would go on to become one of England's most popular female vocalists, Lulu. And Burns produced two sessions with them in October and November 1964.
City. right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. His arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes. They look so good together, wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, 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 well, here it comes. Him. He's turning down the lights and now he's holding her the way I used to do. I could see her closing her eyes and telling him lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
Burns' commercial instincts proved accurate. Baby Please Don't Go was the band's first chart entry in both England and the United States. Oddly enough, with Gloria sitting on the B side. And their version of Burns' song, Here Comes the Night, was the band's biggest hit. Burns did not produce the band again. He returned to the United States and started his own record label, continued to make R&B records in New York. For them, there were other record sessions and other releases. But the band soon broke up on an American tour, and Van Morrison returned to Belfast, dejected and discouraged. This is Joel Selvin. Tonight on Selvin on the City, Van Morrison comes to America.